All right, we're back. Circling Back podcast coming to you live. Presented by Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the only hard seltzer with vitamin C from Superfruit Acerola. My name's Will DeFreeze. To my left, David, the denim daddy. Rolf.
Thank you for noticing my denim shirt, Will. If I'm a bit distracted today, it's because some news dropped and I've been tagged in it no less than two times.
Wow. That's viral.
Viral. The virality is real. Subway's pre-made sandwich at artificial intelligence fridge can hear you. So if you thought to yourself, hey, I'm a big fan of average sandwiches. What if I didn't have to wait in line and got one that had been sitting in a fridge that talked to me for a couple days? What if? Well, this is for you. Very cool.
Do the sandwich artists produce the pre, or do they get that shipped in for these sandwiches?
I never saw anyone produce pre okay. when I was working at Subway. I can say that.
Dylan Shivery, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not done.
Oh.
No, I'm done.
Dylan Shivery, ladies and gentlemen.
I saw your eye in my steez earlier.
If you guys hear any rustling in the background, it's not the wind hitting the leaves. It's Dylan's members only jacket.
Y'all can't stop looking me up and down and just... I F in my steez.
It's a good looking jacket. It's just, but it is a jacket that does make noise when you move.
Well, our good friends at Mizzen and Main gave it to me, which I'm very appreciative of. And I look pretty good today. I will say so myself. The hat, of course, goes just dummy hard. Jacket
on.
Jacket's looking great.
Do you want to tell the people at home what you told me I looked like today before we started recording?
I forgot. What did I say?
I'm not going to say it.
It wasn't complimentary. I remember
that. Pretty,
that's
pretty
the
red.
Part I do remember.
Pretty red.
What did I say?
Pretty red.
Did I say butthole?
You compared me to, yeah, a part of the body that most people can't see.
You did say that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, that was rude.
You look fine.
Dude, fuck you.
You look fine.
You don't look like a butthole.
Thank you.
I'm not saying you look great. You don't look bad.
That's a fair.
You definitely
fair.
Don't look like a butthole.
I retract the butthole part of what I said.
I said on Monday's episode that I have been wearing fewer and fewer pairs of joggers in the office. I can report back. That
you're kind
of
out on joggers.
No, I'm not out on joggers. I'm not out on them. I don't know why, but I've decided to start wearing regular pants to the office. But today, I'm a jogger boy.
Okay.
I pulled up in my chinos.
Damn.
You did pull up in them. Yeah.
Chino Smith over here.
I have gray jeans on, for those who can't see them.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
New segment alert. What are you wearing?
Gray jeans.
What's on that bottom half?
And a Zilker belt.
How this guy's from Austin.
Zilker belt.
Hey, good news. Good news. We got to use Zilker Park, the biggest park in Austin. We got to use it for about 2 weeks before they got to shut it down again so they can put up a bunch of corporate billboards for Trail of Lights.
Yeah. That's facts.
I'm hoping that the Trail of Lights does not get brought up in my household because I'm just waiting to get the call like, hey, we got to bring roads to Trail of Lights. I don't really want to deal with it. Kind of a beating.
Pedestrian only now?
Who knows?
The one time I did it was pedestrian.
Okay. You used to be able to just whip through there in your whip.
Really? It was pretty advanced when I did it.
I actually rollerbladed through it.
Did you?
So we were walking into the UT game the other day. I don't know if you saw this, but they played TCU on Saturday. Uh-huh. I went to the game, as I go to a lot of sports.
You went to half the game.
I went to half the game. Great choice by me, by the way. People should be applauding
as it
that
turns
I left
out,
at halftime.
You guessed correctly.
You picked the less shitty of the two shitty halves.
Although, when they had that scoop and score, you had to have been like, we were at Dylan's house.
That was in the second half, though.
I believe
so
I said, don't give me hope.
Right.
Don't give me hope.
But so I was walking in, and so we were just kind of people watching. When it's a cold weather game in Austin, Texas, people are just volume shooting fits. Girls are dressed like they still think it's 90 degrees outside, and they are probably going to leave at halftime like I did.
Hey, I ain't mad about it, though. Hey, Dylan.
We've got Buddy Garrity
on the podcast.
Young ladies in sundresses that you're all horned up
about. They're not wearing sundresses, Dylan. Anyway, there's a dude, and he stole all the ladies. There was a dude Heelying down the middle of the Bevo Boulevard, and I could not believe that he had Heelys in the wild. And I have to admit, he looked like he was having more fun than anyone else on Bevo Boulevard.
So they were actual brand name instead of whatever Randy bought a couple years ago?
Yeah, he didn't brick his Heelys like Randy did. Hey, Randy.
Where did you get them?
Randy, welcome back first and foremost.
Roller shoes.
It's good to be back.
Is it?
No.
Did you actually you crowdfunded your Heelys, right?
They're roller shoes, and I did, and they were going to be part of my Halloween costume, but then I decided to do Doug Dibno, which was the right call.
Were you going to go as Nick Swardson's character from Reno?
I was going to go as Inspector Gadget, and I was going to have a bunch of gags.
Inspector Gadget. I remember
him. Honestly, like, I would have loved to see what Randy did with Inspector Gadget, because with the amount of bits that you enjoy getting off behind everyone's back, I could see you absolutely crushing it.
You know, it's still on the table for next year.
Okay. Okay.
Many Halloweens to come.
What should we all be Inspector Gadget next year and ruin Randy's Halloween?
You'd probably still outdo us by a wide margin.
That's for sure. That is big facts. Maybe we should all three of us plan on one person
that
going.
That dude had so many gadgets.
Yeah.
Like, he had that a gadget for every occasion.
Yeah. If you needed a gadget, like, he was your guy.
It's like, God, we're never going to get out of this one. It's like, actually,
Inspector Gadget's here.
Can you imagine if you were like on a first date and like you were dating Inspector Gadget and you were like, man, they forgot to give us silverware at this table.
He's like, don't worry, babe.
I got you.
He just whips out a knife and fork.
It's like, oh man, my phone, really my phone won't connect to an Uber home. And then suddenly like a helicopter comes out of his hat and we just start flying home.
That would be so sick.
That actually happened.
Yeah.
Fact.
Does he have more gadgets than Batman?
His name is Inspector Gadget, David.
But Batman, you have to agree, did have a number of gadgets himself.
Yeah, but Batman did it because of nepotism. Like, Inspector Gadget was in it for the love of the game.
No. Inspector Gadget's dad, he was a pretty high up at a bank.
Was he?
Yeah.
Imagine being just, like, coming from a super wealthy family, and you're just like, you know what? I want to start, you know, fighting crime and dressing up as a bat. Just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, you know, his parents were famously killed. That's part of his origin story.
But why the bat? Why dress up like a bat?
Because they go out at night, and it's on. That's just what you do.
Why dress up like a bat?
If something happens during the day, does Batman come in? Or is he only a nighttime boy?
Ooh, good question.
He's done some work at night.
You would think the criminals would just be like, yeah, let's just rob the bank in the middle of the day.
Well, yeah. Isn't that the easiest time to rob a bank? Because you don't have the alarm systems and stuff?
Like, pretty sure alarms work in the middle of the day.
Yeah, but you can just roll in and just intimidate the people at the front desk.
They'll hit the panic button under the desk. Don't you know anything? You've never robbed a bank.
I'm not telling you.
You just wear like a trench coat and you don't even have a gun. You just have like, you poke your finger under it and you just slide them a note.
Hey, stick them up.
They look at you. They're like, are you serious?
You got a finger or a gun?
Yeah. No cap here.
Yeah. Hand it over.
You think I'm capping?
Give me that roll of pennies behind there.
Roll of pennies.
Oh, yeah. Penny. Tie into Inspector Gadget. His daughter, famously Penny. Right, Randy? But you didn't know that.
How
did
you
watch
the
show?
Know that?
Did you even watch the show?
I bet you that's not even it.
How does he even
look it up?
Come on, look it up.
No, I'm not going to bet you. You seem really confident. That would be a stupid bet on my part.
Yeah, to you with that shit.
Penny.
Bet you
hey,
a penny, bitch.
Yesterday, we did a really fun episode of exactly
penny.
5 minutes. All right, Dave's right. We get $20, Dylan. Because I bet on that Dave was right.
I like
right.
to sip that Henny.
Stop. Yesterday on Patreon, patreon.com/circlingbackpodcast, we did exactly 5 minutes, a podcast where we take listener submitted prompts and we break them down for exactly 5 minutes each. We had fun.
Those are really good episodes.
They are good
man.
Episodes. They're high energy.
Yeah, Dylan fumbled the Wordle.
You did fumble the Wordle.
I didn't know
how
to play the game.
Mm. Yeah.
Were you kind of mad when you couldn't talk for 5 minutes because you had to solve the Wordle?
No, it was a nice little break from talking to you idiots.
Cool. Also, tomorrow we're recording voicemails, 888-618-4422. Again, 888-618-4422. Hey, we got a wide open week next week on Patreon. Should we just drop a low-key conspiracy episode, or what should we do here?
Going into the holiday?
Huh.
Maybe.
Yeah, keep an eye on it.
Is there like a Thanksgiving theme we could do?
No.
Thanksgiving is...
As far as like bits go, yeah. Thanksgiving has the least to offer. You can only talk about like, what's the best side so many times.
We've probably done a worst of where it was like the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have. Those are fun.
I miss those days.
Yeah. Yeah, we've aged ourselves out of going out the night before Thanksgiving a little bit.
Is that the biggest going out day of the year?
Is it is,
before
yeah.
Before Christmas?
No.
No, Christmas night was always like the 25th was always a big going out night in Austin.
I think that's like an Austin thing.
It's a godless town.
Because like the night before Thanksgiving is certified the biggest volume night bar of the year.
Catch me stepping out Christmas
I will say
night.
That most of America does not go to bars on Christmas night.
Yeah, what bars are open?
That's insane to me that you would even do that.
The tavern was the spot for us.
I just can't believe that you would go out on Christmas night.
I've always wanted to go there.
And it was like, it was just packed with.
Not the butt?
Like recently graduated people from high school, that is.
Damn. Like, don't y'all sit on the couch and watch like Christmas movies with your parents and shit? Like,
yeah, they go to bed and it's like, hey, mom and dad, guess who's stepping out? Your boy.
Apparently Dylan's going to go.
My dad stays up hella late.
Fuck fest at the tavern or whatever.
We just had some beers.
There were some people fucking, was there not?
Not at the bar, no. Maybe after.
In the car?
Can you not bring up fucking so close when I bring up my dad like and I watching Christmas movies together?
Oh, hey, that's what you get for bringing up your dad on this show.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're sitting next to the horniest man in Austin. You bring up your dad?
Dude, I'm not
Dave's,
doing.
Dave's Trust had a, me, he's had a guy. Very H week.
Trust me.
I don't know, man.
I've been drinking a lot of corn syrup.
You haven't been in the tavern? It's a cool spot.
No, I just said that.
Oh, you didn't? It's a cool spot.
Didn't expect you to.
Anyway, Randy's back, which means we got video again. YouTube.com/circlingback. And finally, we got a green rope app dropping soon. Dylan, can you give us a status update?
Can you call it status first?
A lot of people would say status, but Will just put a new twist on that old word.
Yeah.
I decided I was going to pronounce it differently.
There's a bit of frustration currently. I dropped the hats off at the fulfillment center on Friday. Usually takes about 2 business days for them to actually check them into inventory.
Okay.
A screw up on their end is, we're still waiting.
They throw them out of the bus. They might listen.
Well, it's their fault. It's going to happen this week.
Been through like 3 of them.
Could be today. Could be tomorrow. Could be Friday. Could be Saturday. I really don't know. I'm frustrated and I'm sorry that it's taken a little bit of time. And also, they're going to go really fast. So if you waste an hour, they might be gone. I'm not even kidding. An hour.
Dude, he's not even kidding.
I'm not.
If you have any inclination that Dylan might be capping, you're incorrect.
I know we're talking about a cap here, but I'm not capping.
Didn't they call your college house the fulfillment center? I botched that. The fulfillment center? Let's run it back. Delete that.
Dude, they didn't.
They're going to be calling Dylan's house on Thanksgiving night the full Dylan center.
Dude, you are on fire today. And I'm like, I'm feeling the heat.
Touch my shoulder.
You guys stink. You're ice cold. And you need to just give up the rock.
Ah. Ooh, Dave. Ooh. We're going to be doing a lot today.
Yeah.
Carl is a lot.
We got a new sponsor. We've done a read for them already, but I very much enjoy them. I'm talking about the Tee Up Tour Joggers, baby, a premium jogger designed for the course. I got news for you guys. I'm playing golf on Friday, and guess what? These are making the cut. The perfect gift for the holiday season. Get your holiday shopping done early at teeupstore.com. Very tasteful website, by the way. Very tasteful website.
Yeah.
Ooh, I need a peruse.
Tasteful website alert. Yeah. Most people don't have the luxury of just having the stuff sent to them like you do, Dylan. Yeah, most people have to go on the website.
It's not under construction.
I am tee up privileged at this point, yes.
As we know, golf is becoming a little more chill, a little more casual these days. You can get away with some joggers on the course. And these are premium joggers designed for the course. Proprietary 4-way stretch poly twill fabric, DWR6 water repellent technology. Everyone knows what that is.
I don't even know
Everyone knows what that is.
I don't even know what that is.
Sounds dope, though.
You don't even know about DWR6.
It repels the water. It's like, get away.
It doesn't actually speak.
That's facts, yeah.
They also have belt loops. A lot of people don't realize that belt loops make a big difference when you're trying to get on that course with the joggies.
Some courses may not let you on without belt loops.
Yep.
These have belt loops, so you can check a couple boxes, joggers and belts.
We typically, you can find us on courses that will allow you to wear pretty much whatever.
You can also find me in St. Louis rolling on dubs. Specifically, DWR6 water repellent technology. I've been there. I've flown through.
You've definitely never sat on dubs.
Facts.
There's no way.
Style and comfort designed for on and off the course from the 19th hole to the discotheca. Great for golf trips. You can wear to the course and the bar. These are Lululemon quality, but designed for golf. American made in Fall River, Massachusetts. What is not to love? Guaranteed 5 strokes off your handicap. I could use that.
Yeah.
There's another way to do it, too.
Yeah. What if you wanted 35 extra yards off the tee?
Oh, buddy. Circling back, listeners, get 20% off your order by going to teeupstore.com and using code CBACK20 at checkout. Again, that's CBACK20. At checkout when you go to teeupstore.com to get 20% off your order. Go make it happen. Go make it happen. Hey, we got some big news coming out of the marathon in New York. This happened last week, right?
Sure.
What happened? I don't even know if this was a New York marathon, to be honest.
I don't even know what the F you're talking about.
Dude, we got a new fucking bad boy in town.
Okay, I do recall this.
So it was not the New York Marathon.
Okay, I knew that the New York Marathon happened recently.
I'll let you take a swing at the name though.
You want me to knock this out of the park?
Zhang Anjiang Marathon, I believe.
I said,
yeah, not quite New York.
No, whatever. It's a very different place.
Whatever.
It's fine. It's a marathon either way. Basically the same.
It doesn't really change the
story. A 50-year-old Chinese man ran a marathon in under 3.5 hours while smoking cigarettes the entire time.
Just chain smoking.
At this point, are cigarettes even bad for us anymore? I mean, like,
that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. There's that woman.
I feel like the science hasn't changed.
Remember the dirtiest man in the world who died? He was smoking like 5 at a time.
And then he's tried to stop. Didn't he try to stop and then he died?
Yeah, because he
knew. No, they bathed him.
Oh, that's why he died. Yeah.
He died a couple months later.
Well, this says on November 6th, a runner that goes by the nickname Uncle Chen ran the marathon in 3 hours and 28 minutes while chain smoking cigarettes. After the race, photos of Uncle Chen chain smoking surfaced on the Chinese social media app Weibo.
Did they drop the Cena?
They must have. It was a rebrand, corporate rebrand.
I went viral on that.
Weibo 2.0?
Yeah, this billionaire bought the company and they decided to go in.
He said, everybody, we need you to be hardcore.
I went viral on Cena Weibo like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Why were you crying in the office yesterday? People are wondering. You okay?
I had it was a tough day, man.
Did you and Callie work that out?
No, not yet.
No. So you'll get through it, man.
Thank you.
DJ's there for you.
Cena Weibo.
That's a throwback.
You think there's a Chinese Nick Adams who's just volume shooting over there?
Probably.
You got to get past Nick Adams.
I'm obsessed with Nick Adams. He's my new favorite guy.
And I have so many questions about Nick Adams. Nick Adams would like this guy. He'd be like, this guy's an alpha. He smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
That is pretty alpha.
Surprised he wasn't eating like a steak or something too.
He probably had one for steak, either pre-race baby. Or post-race. Have you guys, noted friend of the podcast, producer Micah, or Mortgage Micah, as he's rebranded as well, much like Cena Weibo. He did a beer mile. You familiar with these beer miles?
Yeah. No.
It's where you go to a track and you run laps. And after every lap, you drink a beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if you just like go to someone's garage or like an actual bar and drink the beer and take the running out of it?
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
Okay.
I have no desire to ever do a beer mile.
He also did, didn't he do like put on a yoga class?
And he did beer COVID. He did after? COVID yoga in New Orleans. Yeah.
No, we both got COVID at the same yoga class in New Orleans.
It's hilarious to me that out of all the ways you can get COVID in New Orleans, y'all decided to do it at a yoga class.
Which was outdoors, and there was only one other person in the class.
We don't know where it happened.
It might have been at one of the various bars that was packed.
Mm-mm. It was only you and Micah. It definitely happened at the yoga class.
Could have been Lafitte's during the day where we walked in and everybody got melted.
Nope.
Purple drink.
Because Pierce and I were just fine.
Forgot about Pierce.
Pierce and I, we were just living.
Have you had COVID yet?
I've had it at least once. Okay. I knew I had it. When I got it, I was like, this is COVID. And then I tested and I had it.
I got to bring back this Pierce story. The first night we got there, we went to one of those bars on Bourbon. Like, has like the somebody on stage, kind of annoying.
I owe Pierce like 48 drinks.
Me too. Well, I'm 2 drinks in. And I'm like, I'm watching Pierce. He's been to the bar about 5 times. Pierce, he was drinking beers at a rapid clip. Mixed drinks even. Like it was at like four for him, 1 for me. That dude put back like 12.
Yeah, he's an alpha male.
Yeah.
You're not.
He didn't even smoke.
I was chuckling over here because I found a Nick Adams tweet, and it's really funny. If you want me to share it.
No.
Give us the tweet.
Stop platforming Nick Adams.
This is from Nick Adams.
He's already on a platform,
Dave. This is from Nick Adams' alpha male.
Does he have a pod?
I was at the butcher shop looking for a 38-ounce tomahawk steak when my butcher and I started discussing price increases. Sadly, I was forced to settle for a 28-ounce porterhouse.
Okay.
But he told me that he voted for Biden in 2020, but he will never vote for Democrats again due to Bidenflation.
All of his material comes from butcher shops and coffee shops.
Yeah.
This is just a different variation of a tweet we read yesterday.
He was disappointed he couldn't find a 38, that's very specific, by the way, 38-ounce tomahawk. He had to settle for a 28-ounce Porterhouse.
What was yesterday? Like two bone-in,
ribeyes or something? Like how much bone-in steak does this man eat?
He was at a grocery store in line to check out with two 28-ounce bone-in ribeyes when he heard the women in front of him discussing politics and how they were never going to vote for Democrats again.
Wait, weren't they college educated?
Yeah, they were college educated.
That was a different. That was the coffee shop today.
Weirdly specific.
That was this morning.
Does he know about gout?
He's trying really hard to get it.
I learned a lot about gout at dinner.
What'd you learn? That it's the King's disease?
I learned that I think with a proper diet, you can get rid of gout.
Yeah, that do be facts. My aunt once brought her boyfriend to a family reunion. We were like, oh, cool. New dude in the mix. And then he turned out he had gout. So we all had to make amendments to the menu and stuff. We're like, get out of here, bud.
Take your gout and get out of here.
How are you going to be an outsider at the family reunion and make us change our menu because you gout, dog?
You just eat a Cliff Bar.
Eat what you get.
Yeah. Like, figure it out, dude. You make your own meals. Bud.
His name was Bud?
What? Do I need to go find the Vegas bartender this weekend and smoke a cigarette with him?
Yes, you do.
Honestly, very surprised that no one's found him yet.
So I had a backer reach out to me this past weekend, and let's just get this out there now, actually. I had a backer reach out and say that they knew someone that was going to the hotel, the Cosmo, and they wanted to find this man. Can someone describe where the bar was? Because I still was drunk enough that I don't remember where it was.
Remember, someone sent us a picture with him.
I do remember that a little bit now.
Along with the name of the bar, which I don't recall.
I don't remember the name of the bar, but it is across from, there's a barbershop. That's like, you're like, why is this barbershop here? But it is actually, there's a bar in it, a speakeasy behind it.
Take me to the barber shop.
Yeah, it's there. It's across from that.
I'll find it.
Okay. I'm going to go find him this weekend.
What are you going to say?
Hey, if you had a lot of random people come up to you and do bits with you. But, yep. They've been doing that for years.
What if he's completely changed? He found out. Like he heard the show and now he's like, just he changed everything.
What if he went to that pop punk concert in Las Vegas and just has a emo haircut now and he's wearing a spiky bracelet?
According to
got a chain wallet.
I would have gone to that show.
According to the Cosmopolitan website, there are some really dope bars that I didn't know about there. Mm-hmm. One of the Ski Lodge, which is an opera bar.
How'd we fuck that? How'd we break that?
Also a mezcal bar called Ghost Donkey. Yeah, I think I'll go there. Anyway, I think it's called Click.
You're the only person I know who likes mezcal 100% of the time.
Fucking love it.
I bet that bar is pretty hard to find.
Like, how many people do you know that have talked to... Get it? Because it's a ghost.
Not that one.
Oh, which one?
I think it's called Click.
Click.
But spelled like, ain't nobody messing with my click. That kind of click.
That's a dope name.
Yeah.
Come on down to Click.
It looks like it from this picture.
Did you ever see that Adam Sandler service? Movie?
Fire's House Subs. I was watching Just Go With It last night. It's on TNT.
That movie stinks.
No, it doesn't.
Just Go With It is not good.
Dude, yes, it is. It's right now currently a tier two comedy to stop on while surfing the channels.
No, that's a good movie.
Thank you.
Is that the one where Drew Barrymore hit her head?
No, you're thinking of Click.
That's not Click. Click's like...
Is that 50 First Dates?
You're thinking
dates?
Of 50 First Dates. I don't like 50 First Dates. Stinks. I'll say that.
It's sad.
No, Just Go With It is a good movie to watch on network television.
Facts.
I get home every day and on in my household is the Hallmark Channel.
I told Sally, not around me.
I am blown away with the people that they get for these movies. The dad from the OC... You know, the good hair?
Oh, yeah.
He's in one of them playing the guitar and shit.
How is he not related to Billy Bob Thornton?
That's a great question.
I always thought they were the same person.
I've never thought that before, but that is a good observation.
It seems like they'd be boys. It seems like they'd be a bizarro version of the Sheen family. Does that make sense?
Minus the tiger blood.
Tiger blood. Winning.
How did that guy own a one-month period in 2012?
That was one of the hottest streaks I've ever seen. I've never seen the internet go so wild.
He took it on the road and was going to venues and it was bad. Like everybody's like, yeah, you maxed out the bit.
When's the Netflix doc going to drop on Charlie Sheen?
Probably after he passes away.
Jesus.
Losing.
Dying.
Just doesn't mean he's losing because he passed. I mean,
I'm not winning.
Not winning anymore.
Nice. Clones.
They were doing Jim Rome now?
They're the same person.
Yeah. It would be sweet if they did a movie about Jim Rome and Charlie Sheen played him.
I could see that.
How many cigarettes could you smoke over
there? Charlie Sheen's definitely smoked cigarettes and ran before.
For sure. Is there a case that this makes this guy's lungs stronger than everybody else's lungs? Because he can endure the cigarette smoking and the marathon all at once?
I don't know how that works.
It's the opposite of a performance-enhancing drug.
Like maybe just stop smoking for 3.5 hours and then you can pick it up again after you finish the race.
Or just go to your garage and smoke cigarettes if you want to do it that badly.
You wanted to do a marathon, Dave.
I know. Just don't do that. Cut that out of it.
Think you smoke any cigarettes in 2022 from here on out?
From here on out?
Yeah.
A month and a half left.
I know.
No.
But it's the holidays. You
have
know?
You ever smoked like, a cigarette? That's a long month and a half.
On Christmas?
Yeah, be honest.
Probably.
There's five Saturdays in December, dude. Five Saturdays. You wow, know how often dude. The boys are going to get
hope
together?
The boys are ready.
Damn.
Do the group text. I'm going to be like, y'all down to clown? That's dude, what I say.
I'm going to start calling them Fratterdays because I'm just hanging out with so many boys.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah. You're brothers set. For life.
Is this about to be an ad read?
No.
Okay.
Could be.
I thought you might be.
Yeah. I was talking to one of my boys the other day and I was like spitting facts and he was like, dude, that's true, Bill. And I was like, no, I'm rebranding to Rocket Money.
Man, I gotta say.
They're gonna want their money back on this one, I think.
Nah. So the other day, I was actually thinking to myself, like, man, I pay way too much monthly for my New York Times subscription that I share with David Ruff. And I got an email recently.
You want me to pay you?
No. No, I don't need to worry about that anymore. Cause listen to my anecdote, dude.
Okay, sorry.
So I got an email from our friends over at Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. And they were like, we can just lower your price for the New York Times. We'll negotiate that for you. We'll figure that out.
Really?
And I was like, holler at this.
That's badass.
And that's why I love using Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. It's the app that shows you all your subscriptions in one place and cancels what you don't want for you. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions that you didn't know you were paying for. You may even find out that you could been double charged for a subscription. To cancel a subscription, all you have to do is press cancel and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Sally and I found out, are you ready for this? We found out that we were paying not one, not two, but three subscription fees for ESPN Plus. We were just shoveling money ESPN Plus's way. Truebill was like, nah, we got you. Cancel
damn,
that.
That's a good find.
It's a good find. People don't realize this is happening. Cancel unnecessary subscriptions with Rocket Money today. Go to rocketmoney.com/circling. Seriously, it could save you hundreds of dollars per year. That's rocketmoney.com/circling.
Three ESPN Plus. What tweet did you read? Go ahead.
Stop reading Nick Adams' tweets.
He overheard
dude.
Another conversation today.
Today? Another one? Another one.
This time he was, he said, great news. I was at the gym today pumping some iron like an alpha male when I overheard two guys talking about President Trump's speech last night. Both said they would be voting for Trump in 2024 after hearing it and that they had regretted their previous votes for Biden.
I love that kind of self-reflection at the gym.
He hears these conversations everywhere.
It's crazy. It's like I feel like I go a lot of places in public and I never hear people talking politics this bluntly.
This guy is the king of eavesdropping.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just regretted their decision to vote Democrat previously.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
And they're very vocal about it as they're working out.
By Nick Adams.
Because, you know, nobody wears headphones. I guess Nick Adams doesn't wear headphones.
This guy's amazing.
All right, that's it. You've exceeded
your limit. All right, I promise I'm done with the Nick Adams today.
You don't have to be.
Today. Shut your laptop.
I don't think you have to be.
Today.
Whew. You guys hear about the boss? I'm not talking Springsteen.
Slim Thug.
Isn't your favorite song Springsteen by Eric Church?
No, I don't do Eric Church.
You love Eric Church.
Eric Church stinks, I only baby.
Do. The other I only day, you were leaving collection. The office, and you were like, Will, I'm going to church right now. I was like, Dylan, it's Thursday. And you were like, oh, trust me. I'm talking about Eric, my friend.
No, that guy stinks.
No, Dylan was just going to Rooms to Go for the Eric Church home decor line.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you outfit your entire new house in the Eric Church collection?
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Yikes.
I can't get over it. I'm sorry.
There's a bear in Banff, close to Vancouver, famously.
Man, that's like a day one Brett bit.
This bear's name is The Boss per Twitter.
It didn't start as a bit.
Not a bit.
Just... He pretty much owns the entirety of Banff National Park is pretty much the boss's man cave or bear cave, as you call it. He once survived getting hit by a train, which seems difficult. He has killed and eaten many other black bears, and he has also fathered over 70% of the cubs in his region. 70%.
This is the Nick Adams of bears. Just total alpha.
Uh-huh. He apparently listens to a lot of tourist conversations, too. He loves overhearing people talking politics.
He was just born to run.
He's doing a Springsteen tie-in there.
He was probably born in the USA, too.
I was
Dude, is Bruce Springsteen a one-trick pony that he just writes songs about where he's born?
A lot of people are saying that.
Born in the USA. He's a grizzly?
I don't know the difference between grizzlies and what like black bears and brown bears and things like that.
Here he goes. He goes polar, just by size, I'm talking.
Okay.
Polar, and then I think Kodiak. Not to be confused with
and
Kodak.
And that's a black bear, right?
No.
Man, we're going to get this wrong. And polar, a lot of bear Kodiak, experts.
Grizzly, brown, black.
All right, fact check him, Dave.
Polar, Kodiak,
fact check
grizzly,
him.
Brown, black.
Don't mess this up. We got people in STEM out there.
Am
just
I looking,
swinging.
Davey?
I think you're. Well,
I think
hang
I'm
on,
right.
Hang on. This is just not. Well, you know, we talked about a good website earlier. This is not a
dog,
good website.
What you got?
Is there?
I think you're right. What you said. I think definitely the polar bear. That everybody knows that.
Big boy.
Then Kodiak. Then grizzly. Then American black bear.
What about brown dog?
Forget about it. Mama me.
That's the thing. Isn't like the brown bear? Hang on.
If brown, it's brown bigger than
lay
black.
Down. Someone is so
brown
mad
lay
right
down.
Now. Flounder.
Black, fight back.
Yeah, just.
Here's a dumb question. Has anyone ever domesticated a bear? Like lived with it?
Ooh, good question. In Russia, I think it's pretty common, actually.
Is it really?
If you're on my Discover feed, then yeah, it is.
And they just wrestle
see, like,
them.
Some drunk dude riding his pet bear with a beer. It's actually a video I watched last night.
I think bears are an animal that I wish like went into my head when people ask me what my favorite animal is. I never think bear first.
Bears are sick.
They're so sick, dude.
They're awesome. Does he eat fish all the time and shit?
I know. I'm like a little worried about the boss's mercury levels. They're hella high right now.
Can I break you off with a little info?
You got facts for me, dog?
Break him.
All grizzly bears are brown bears, but not all brown bears are grizzly bears. You see where I'm going with
they're
this?
They're like a rectangle square thing.
You follow?
Yeah.
All squares are rectangles, but rectangles are not squares.
Right. They're the same species, but grizzly bears are currently considered to be a separate subspecies.
Okay.
Why did you just have the cockiest look of all time on your face after you told us that not all rectangles are squares?
I'm thumbnail chasing.
Dude, you get more thumbnails. Market. You get more thumbnails than anybody.
Mark it. Get your pen out, bitch.
Don't talk to Randy like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he just called you a bitch, Randy. Don't give him the thumbnail today.
Sorry.
Oh, he just... Oh,
no, actually, I missed you, man. Dylan is wearing the new hat. Maybe you should give him the thumbnail. That's actually not a bad call. Give Dylan the thumbnail.
Can I make this more confusing?
Well, yeah.
Black bears occur in many hues of brown and even shades of blue and white.
Are you shitting
blue?
Me?
Blue?
This is from bear.org.
If I see a blue bear in the wild, I'm freaking out. I'm like, did I take too many shrooms or something?
All-time Rogan trope is how good black bears or bear meat is if they have a diet of blueberries. That's something
really?
He loves to bring up.
Wait,
yeah.
So it's better if they have a diet of blueberries?
You can taste it. It's like sweeter meat.
Kind of believe that.
It makes sense.
And blueberries are a diuretic, right?
Are they?
I think so.
No one really knows.
What does that have to do with?
No one really knows, man.
Just imagining these bears just pissing and pooping everywhere. It seems counterintuitive, dude. But American black bears aren't always black. They can be brown, blonde, white, and even blue. Dun, dun,
dun. Imagine how big a bear's shit must be.
These unique blueberries are known as glacier bears.
Big-ass pile of shit.
Call them icy because they're glacier boys.
That's sick.
Their fur is silvery blue or grayish in color, and they belong to an extremely rare subspecies, which is native to only one place in the world, Southeast
Austin,
Alaska.
Texas.
Yeah, we got that bear in us. Glacier bears live in Glacier Bay National Park as well as Tongass.
Thank you, Randy.
Dave, can you read this?
The Charmin bears, according to Randy, image he just pulled up.
Yo, it's called Tongass National Forest.
Yeah, it says Tongass.
No,
yes.
It says Tongass National Forest.
Grow up. On occasion, what are you doing, Randy?
They've been spotted as far east as Juneau. However, their numbers are so few that scientists have been able to learn very little about them. That's pretty interesting.
Do you know where that is? Juneau?
Yeah, it's in Alaska. These things are kind of tight looking.
This is like an all-time heat check from every member of the show episode.
We're vibing. We're doing work. Like everybody's
just pulling up, like getting used to the controller on the Super Nintendo that they just hooked up, and they're taking shots from way downtown.
I was throwing stuff at Dylan before the episode today, and he wasn't giving me much. I was a little worried that I was going to have to like.
Dude, polar bears are so dope.
Because he wasn't sure about that members only jacket.
Yeah, the one that's rustling in the background this entire time.
You ever seen a polar bear that's just covered in blood because it just went to town on a seal or some shit?
Yeah, I kind of try to ignore the fact that polar bears are the most dangerous species of bear.
Oh my God, the cubs are so cute.
Like, I don't, they're so cool at the zoo that I don't really want to imagine them ripping me to shreds.
Well, See, I do. They will, buddy. Oh, yeah. You'd be a little snack.
I already am.
They prefer something with a little bit more. You know, fat on it.
Blubber,
if you will. Like the seals.
Like a narwhal?
Maybe a narwhal.
Narwhals are frat, dude.
I don't know that they are.
What?
Well, then they have those kind of organizations in the sea.
You don't think seas have frats? You think schools of fish aren't as tight as Brothers for Life?
I don't think
dolphin pods are like low-key kind of fratty?
Dude, dolphins are so smart. Like, facts.
Dude, those dolphins give biz to their anybody, brains, dude. They suck.
Their brains are bigger than ours. Do you know that?
Probably a dolphin? Not.
Yeah.
They're self-aware.
They're smarter than you.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Dolphins are actually really frat, the more I think about it.
Never seen a dolphin do a podcast. What does that mean, Will? Years.
They hang out, like, they're just constantly with the boys, just fucking potting.
Do we know that?
Potting.
Yeah.
What? Podcast?
They're one of the only mammals outside of humans that have sex for pleasure. That's frat.
That's facts.
That's
dude.
Very frat. They're the loudest people in the room.
I don't like that.
Yeah, we gotta.
We need that one back.
Yeah,
that was good.
Can we want
it? It wasn't. It was phlegmy. This dolphin's been chain smoking cigs.
Yeah, he just ran. He just swam a marathon.
Okay. That I'd like to see. On so, the chin.
This boss bear is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, he just kills shit and
has sex.
Procreates.
Can you imagine just like looking at Banff from like a mountaintop as him and just being like 70% of these bears are me.
This is my domain.
They got my DNA in them.
Yeah. Good for him, man.
I mean, yeah. I'm kind of jelly of this guy's life. Not the hit by a train part.
But like the death and sex.
I didn't know that this type of bear would eat a black bear. I didn't know bears ate each other, even if they're different types.
They'll eat the cubs, too.
Really?
Males.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's a thing.
It's fucked up. I feel like Big Bear is suppressing that kind of news, that they will eat each other.
By the way, I said that very confidently, and I'm about 90% sure, but it didn't deserve the tone that I took. So if I'm wrong, then I apologize. But they do. So, bears eat? Yes, they do.
I don't know, Tone.
This bear tea?
Michael Imperioli. Mm-hmm.
Subway, like White the Lotus. Sandwiches tea. We're you talking can get White them Lotus? Pre-made now. It's a really bad Christopher. Do bears eat their own?
Yeah, please fact check this before we go on.
Wow. When mammalian mothers give birth, mammalian?
Mammals.
They must begin nursing their infants, something they can do only if they're healthy and well-nourished. But if, for instance, a mother bear in the wild gives birth to an unhealthy or deformed cub or is unable to find enough to eat, she will typically kill and consume them. So, not just the males. Yeesh. Ladies as pimps, too.
Wow.
Yeesh. Way to tank the vibe. Way to tank the vibe.
Okay.
Now I get why Big Bear's suppressing all this stuff. Makes sense.
There's no Big Bear. Isn't that the name of a mountain?
Big Bear? Big Bend?
Different.
Yeah, anyway. One's a bend. Shout out to Bendy.
Does Bendy...
Just do a little search for...
Bendy doesn't eat his own, does he?
Feeling Bendy.
No, he's private. No, he's gone private. He's gone private.
Okay. Wait, really?
That's what I've been told.
That's bullshit.
I've been told he's gone private.
I mean, I can't see the Bendy tweet.
You don't follow?
I forgot to.
Large male polar bears are attacking females and cubs.
Damn.
Normally, they hunt on sea ice, feasting on seals.
Damn, they freeze. Never mind.
You're going to do a Navy SEAL joke.
No.
Yes, you were.
Grow up, dude.
You were. And it was going to be a reach.
Oh, man.
Dylan's done. Dylan's looking at his watch.
You want to drop it low? Let me see your draft king. Hockey fans! It's finally time to hit the ice again. And thanks to DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner in the NHL. NHL, I'm sorry. You're in for the season of a lifetime. New customers can get $5 on any team and get $200 in free bets if they win. That's pretty good. The Ike man's just been leading your Vegas Knights to a lot of dubs lately, but did they lose last night?
They cut an L last night to the Sharks of San Jose.
Ooh,
they're now 13-4.
Sharks are also pretty frat.
13-4.
That's a good record. Are they top of the Western Conference or what?
Obviously.
Duh. If that wasn't enough excitement, you can turn small bets into bigger payouts with single game parlays. You can combine multiple bets like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and more for your shot at an even bigger payout. And that's what it's all about. Getting bigger payouts because you just got big boy stacks on everything.
Mm-hmm.
How'd your big boy stack go last week, Dave?
Not good.
It's okay.
Actually got steamrolled by
there's always
pretty
this
good
week.
Kansas State team. So
there's Very always cool. this week.
Very cool.
DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WASH to bet $5 on any NHL team to win their game. And then you get $200 in free bets if they do. That's code WASH at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner in the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. You know what time it is. It's time for a little White Lotus Wednesday.
Ooh-wee.
I'm making this happen for the rest of the season. White Lotus Wednesday is... in full effect.
White Lotus Wednesday. It's got a nice ring to it.
Stop responding to Nick Adams while you're on the show.
Absolutely. He's allowed to.
Dave, there's a lot of things I will do. That's one thing I will not do is stop.
If Dylan wants to tweet Nick Adams during episodes, I'm going to let him do it.
I just asked him what his max on bench is. It's not a big deal.
Stop normalizing Nick Adams' bit.
He's amazing. Hop on board, Dave.
I mean, I am when I want to be.
I'm like a little scared that Dylan's going to be like, yeah, I haven't actually watched the entire episode of White Lotus yet.
Oh, I watched.
Oh, okay.
I watched.
Okay. Okay. Well, you weren't here last week when Dave and I talked White Lotus.
No. I was out with a hand rash.
Do you have any takes so far? How are you liking this season, Dylan? How's it comparing to season one for you?
I really like it. It's missing an Armand for me. That kind of like super compelling, awesome character. And I'm not as anxious as I was last season. But I'm still really enjoying it. The Italian countryside, beautiful.
I don't think it's countryside. I think
give
it's
me all
coast.
The Italy shots.
It is definitely the coast.
Give me all the Italy shots.
Has this dude even been to Italy? Are you in a part of the Ragazzi?
They go inland too.
To Noto?
The grandpa has been a very, very welcome surprise.
He's a good character.
Ooh, he makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
Because every single time he talks, I know he's getting to something. Yeah, he's a little too horny, and I don't like that he just brings up things that he's not supposed to bring up at all times.
He brings up his
let
his
your son cheat on his wife.
His son's infidelities in front of his grandson. It's like, maybe don't do that. That's
yeah. Hey, Grandpa, take a step back.
I am getting anxious watching it, just because you're like, all right, who
do you remember?
Who's about to potentially risk it all?
I'm gonna drop a term on you here. Do you remember the score from last season?
Yeah,
brilliant. It added so much anxiety to what you were watching.
Do you not like this year's score?
It's not as anxiety inducing for me.
I will go on record saying that I think that this season's theme song is an absolute slapper. It bangs.
Okay.
Yeah, they
you know what
mix,
I mean,
they mix yeah. some traditional like the, Sicilian.
I feel islandy, like they're not using it as much, though.
That islandy, like, ominous Yeah, it was just awesome. It was like, man, I feel like something bad is about to happen.
Hands, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Any predictions on who dies?
No, and Barrett actually made a good point about this when I think we were talking about it on Retail Therapy, but I don't know if it was off mic. But he made a good point that we haven't really cared that much who's dead at this point.
Yeah, like, I haven't really thought about it since
the opening
scene. It's
not at the forefront of my mind when I'm watching the show, like who's going to die, who's going to die.
The obvious guess is Greg.
Why is that obvious?
Not me looking up names.
Because Uncle Rico.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's been kind of a dickhead. B, he's conning Tanya. And he's some, if I don't know, I could, he dies, he dies. Extreme Rocky voice.
Hey.
But yeah, he's.
Yeah, but don't you think like a character that we like is going to die?
No, or not necessarily, maybe, I don't know. Why? Just because it happened last year?
Because Armand died.
Yeah, but it's, I mean.
And he was goated.
He was a good character, but he was also a piece of shit.
He flew directly into the sun.
Yeah, he did.
Directly into the sun.
He didn't used to be a piece of shit. He was a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, he.
No, he's dead.
Went face first into his employee's ass. Remember that when he ate his ass?
You don't see that. Dylan, famously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did eat Dylan's ass. Good for him.
He did.
It's a good scene.
Who are your favorite dynamics in this season so far?
I like the Italian prostitutes dynamic with the lounge singer, the barroom pianist.
That girl had some pipes on her.
She did. Didn't
that
see
was a
that
beautiful
coming.
Scene. Do you think that was her?
Yeah,
I
do
so.
Too. I do too.
I do too.
I do too.
I'm enjoying Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah,
her character.
I like the whole scene that they're doing right now. Dave and I talked trip friends last week. Like, I just like the entire dynamic between both of those couples.
Yeah.
How are you at making trip friends?
I'm good at it. I'm good at it. But unlike you, I don't expect that relationship to last beyond that interaction. Let's leave it at the bar. If I see you around the hotel again the next day, hey, what's up, Tim? Lisa?
I feel like you're unfairly targeting me, but
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think you should be targeting me here more than Dave, but I'll let Dave take the L.
That's fine. Fine.
Yeah, I don't need your phone number.
I like to maintain relationships like that.
I think it's fun.
You've never maintained one.
I think it's fun.
I've got Troy's number on my phone. We can call him right now.
Yeah. Call him.
All right.
You'll be so confused.
I'll call my trip friend who ghosted me. I'll call her right now.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, hey, you're on a podcast right now. Why did you ghost me? Why?
She's going to say, well, because we met on a trip and it's supposed to end there. Weirdo.
You freak.
Dave's calling him. What's his name?
Trevor. Trevcat. Shout out Trevcat.
Damn, changed his number.
Damn.
Oh, he gave you a fake one.
He didn't get to go to the pool the second day because he got so sunburned.
I was talking to some people in Italy who were on vacation when Dylan went to Italy, and they were like, yeah, he was a really mid-trip friend.
Really? How'd you connect with these people?
It was totally random.
Huh.
Yeah. They were like, he was just a dud.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's
I was
a lot
like,
of fun
damn,
on that,
that stinks. And they were like, yeah.
Vacation Dylan is different.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you're crazy, man.
I'm so much fun. Spontaneous. I'll do fucking anything. You name it.
That's definitely something people say about you. You don't care.
Who do you? Did they show who wimped out during chicken on the jet skis? You ever play chicken with your boy on a jet ski?
No.
No, I don't care to.
Don't do that.
I'm not trying to go out like that.
Don't do that.
What if you both bail the same direction?
See, I was actually thinking about that, and I was thinking that beforehand, you have to say like, all right, if I bail, I'm going this way, you're going this way.
Yeah.
Don't mess it up. But then I was thinking if you put your arm out and say you're going this way, do they think that you're going that way, or are you directing them to go that way?
I think at the end of the day, just don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just an accident waiting to happen.
Ethan's an interesting character.
Which is he the son?
No.
Oh.
He is the Aubrey Plaza's.
He's a runner. He's a track star.
Yeah. He's something's going to happen with him, and it's going to be aggressive.
He's a lame-o. He doesn't have much of a personality.
Like, dude, your wife is trying to bone after your run on vacation.
Yeah, why didn't he get in there?
Like, just do it, dog.
Why didn't he tear that up?
Maybe he's asexual.
Well, he pleasures himself.
It's true.
Yeah, maybe he's thinking about nothing.
He's thinking about the void. He's just getting off to the void.
Yeah, he's just thinking about infinity.
If I'm on vacation and someone's like, hey, let's drive 2 hours to this palazzo, and then you just surprise me with a one night there, I'm not going to be happy with you.
No one does that.
I think there's a scenario where I'm like, oh, sick. But I don't think it's that scenario.
No, absolutely not.
If somebody took me away, if a trip friend, or no, I guess they're not trip friends. They're real friends. But if they took me away from like Sally for the night, I'd be like, have you cleared this with her? Because I'm gonna get poured out
tomorrow.
I'm gonna
get roasted when I get back.
Yeah. This is a trick that the wives can pull off that we could never pull off.
No, because it's automatic. Like if the guys pull it off, they're doing something they shouldn't be doing.
If we try to do this and we try to stay somewhere for the night and then they find out that like we're playing 18 the next day, like we're getting killed. 7:15
tee time.
Funniest line of the last episode was when Ethan is talking to, what's the other guy's name? Just the scumbag one.
I don't know. He's hot though.
He is hot.
Huge piece.
Ethan's like, yeah.
Huge piece.
He's like, yeah, I don't lie to my wife. And he goes, oh, I didn't know that about you. Like, that's surprising.
Oh, really?
Everyone does.
Huh. That's something you find out about people.
I didn't know that about you.
I like that you assume. You assume.
Yeah.
Like everyone lies to their wife. And it's the reveal is that I don't lie to my wife.
Did you know this guy is honest?
Interesting.
Cameron is who you're looking for.
He's a weapon.
He's hot.
He's a problem.
He is hot.
Hot finance dude who's looking for some insider trading tips. Like, he's a problem.
Yeah.
He'd be a fun guy to meet on a trip, though.
Yeah, he's someone you want to leave that friendship at the resort. Yeah. You don't want to take that one back just for a number of reasons.
I don't condone Cameron's actions when, you know, him being Eskimo brothers with Michael Imperioli, that's not something I condone.
But if you're going to be Eskimo bros with somebody, Michael Imperioli is not a bad one.
It's a good one. It's an objectively good one. I will put my hand up. I have a huge crush on Cameron's wife in this show. I just love her.
Yeah.
I'm in love with her. I love her.
Yeah. She's got good vibes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's got a little sketch to her.
Yeah. I think they both do. So that's the theory that's out there, is that these two are con artists.
Okay. I saw something on the TL about the scene when they arrived to Noto.
Mm-hmm.
And then Noto? Aubrey Plaza's character. What's her name again in the show? I keep forgetting it.
I don't care.
When she's walking around.
Harper Spiller.
And all the local men are just gawking at her.
That was uncomfortable.
There's a there's some kind of tie-in. That was like an homage to something.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I saw this.
Did you?
I'm not as well versed in film as some.
I'm not either.
Yeah,
apparently it was like an artistic.
It
like,
is
play
it,
on something
it's a,
else.
It's a thing.
I only really dabble in French noir.
Not Italian.
Mm-mm. Italian noir is a little trite for me.
Okay, good for you. I'm enjoying the show quite a bit.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's similar to the last season. Like, there's not much of a storyline. It's just a series of like, okay, this is happening now. But there's not, you know, much of a plot.
I need more from the hotel manager. I want to see where this goes. I feel like she's going to blow a gasket at some point, and it's going to be really, really good.
They're setting her up.
I think we're getting close. We've been edging her gasket blow for a while.
Maybe she's the one who kills somebody and it's one of the prostitutes.
I've had the thought that she might die. But you can't kill the hotel manager twice in two seasons. That's can't do that.
Or can you?
Then that really starts to fuck your mind up when you go to season three and you're like, so are we continuing this train or...
I hope this show never ends. I just keep going to dope locations.
I agree. Where do we go next time? Like, where's Italy, the next one?
Italy's so cool.
We
didn't talk about the Godfather thing.
They should do Montana.
The Godfather.
They're going to do like
tour stop.
Oh yeah, they could do like a ski one. A cold weather one would be entertaining.
Be good. Opera, Dylan. Yes, that was the location.
Yeah,
where Michael was hiding out.
That was cool.
That was cool.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. I couldn't get the LeBron quote or the LeBron back and forth with that Italian journalist about his favorite Godfather quote out of my head as I was watching it. He just likes all
no,
of them.
No, I say that all the time.
There's so
That's
many
my
good
favorite
ones.
Saying. That's my favorite saying.
The grandson, there are many. The grandson went mega woke on him.
Grandson went, yeah, he did. Wow. And then we had the assistant that is his love interest.
We need to be better at names, I'm learning.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not a good sign when I'm the best at the names.
Dude, I like the grandson. He's got a good head on his shoulders. I don't know if it's going to work out between him and, you know, Bizarro Zoe Deutsch, but
he's a Nick Adams beta.
Yeah, he's going to have some trouble there. He's just that dude that jumped in the pool is just going to absolutely cuck this guy.
What's that guy's deal?
Yeah, where'd he come from?
Chill out, guy with hot tats.
Yeah, kind of looks like Valtteri Bottas or something.
God, it's kind of just tight. Swimming by.
Mm-hmm. Just hitting that freestyle.
Yeah.
Can you swim?
I'm a fantastic swimmer.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you're a flail boy.
No, I can swim very well.
I'm flailing.
Do people even know?
I don't say it like that.
That makes sense. Is it time?
Ooh.
That's right, my friends. It's time for This Weekend in Fun, presented by our good friends over at Roback. Y'all know what Roback be doing.
Yeah.
You did a little photo shoot for them the other day.
I did, along with my son, the homie.
That's his name?
Mm-hmm.
I thought his name was Seven.
No, we changed it. Yeah, we did a little photo shoot for Roback featuring they have a new Dino Polo. And also we ran back the...
What's on the Dino Polo?
The Don't Mess, which is their blue Texas polo. And I don't think they've used any of our images yet. If they have, I haven't seen it. But
I heard they didn't ice on the servers when you guys transferred them over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're having some issues on that front.
Obviously, they have the best polos in the game. It's hoodie season. They have really great hoodies that are kind of like kind of a techie material, but also super comfortable.
It's a QZ material.
Yeah.
In hoodie form.
Yeah,
which not a lot of people are doing these
days. They're great. QZs. They have QZs as well.
They got their new shorts. I know you're supposed to crave activity with these Roback boys.
New shorts and joggers.
But I like putting the shorts on at home just to chill.
Backer 20.
You're allowed to say that.
I straight up lamp in my shorts.
Backer 20 will get you 20% off at checkout. One-time use code, folks.
What are you doing this weekend, Dylan?
I'm going to Denver. I will be in Denver. I leave Friday morning, get back Monday, going with the wife.
The hell are you guys doing?
Going with Bay. She's got a friend who lives there. We're going to stay with them, and we're just going to bop around. We might do a night in like one of these surrounding mountain towns. But we're just going to like hit breweries and maybe do a little hiking and just kind of enjoy Denver.
Fall beer guy.
Very, very low-key getaway. I might even call it a vacation. It's just a little getaway.
Oh, a little long weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited. It'd be nice to,
What's the POW situation there right now?
I don't think there's any POW. I don't think they've gotten much snow, if any.
Really?
Maybe a flurry or two.
Northern Michigan's getting dumped.
But
on
it'll
right
be
now.
It'll be in the 30s during the day.
Okay.
It's officially take a photo of your back porch season in Northern Michigan right now to show how much snow you have on there.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very popular time.
That's very cool.
Is that like the equivalent of down here? We take pictures of like storm clouds.
Yeah. No, it's very much a thing in the Midwest and especially in Northern Michigan to take a photo of your porch and show how much snow is on top of your porch furniture that you never took inside.
They're going to get a little snow tomorrow night.
It's huge for you.
Ooh, the high is only 26 tomorrow. But then by the weekend, it'll warm up a bit. So I doubt we'll see much snow.
Are you doing a listener meetup while you're there or anything like that?
No.
Wow, dude, you don't care about the listeners?
Just going to hang with the wife.
We've got a substantial audience in Denver.
Yeah.
I know. Hopefully I run into some of them. Come say hi.
While you're drinking just local beers?
Oh, yeah.
Are you gonna
burn? Say, ask.
Are you gonna burn?
I'll probably buy a Jay.
When can you buy mushrooms?
Yeah, when does the mushroom law go into effect? Is that like a 2-year thing?
I don't know, but I'm not bringing any back.
Why?
I don't need you to.
I'm too scared.
You're not. I mean, I get it. Traveling across state lines with drogas.
This guy doesn't even micro.
Dude, this dude doesn't.
Psilocybin.
This dude doesn't even traffic drugs.
Yeah. I don't do that. I'm straight laced.
Did you just mini roast him for not trafficking drugs?
Don't mini roast me, dog.
Get it with my strong hand.
Ooh, the weather's gonna be just downright sexy.
I'm gonna roast him with my strong hand.
Sunday, high 48, sunny.
All right, that's the weather with Dorn.
Yeah.
Woo-wee!
Do we need to put up a green screen so you can point at all the different areas of Denver and what might be getting some precip?
We have one.
We have a morph suit.
We have a green screen too.
Oh yeah, I guess Randy could. Randy, can you go set up the green screen so Dylan can do a segment?
What's and that concludes my weekend in fun.
What's that boy getting into?
I'm going to go in reverse. I'm going to start with Sunday because it ties into what we just did. I'm going to watch White Lotus, and then I'm going to fall asleep immediately thereafter. And that is why I cannot recall character names. I watch the show, go to bed immediately, wake up the next day and be like, oh, yeah, we watched White Lotus. And I'm wondering, I have to like piece together what happened. I need to like stop doing that or just start watching it like it on Tuesday or something. Anyway, we are going to watch White Lotus. Cowboys Vikings Sunday also. Saturday, we have this is exciting stuff for the folks at home. I've got a baptism class from 10 to 12. Very cool. And Friday, we are going to Barrett's partner's birthday party.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Yeah, I'll be missing that, unfortunately.
I'll be there. Should be a good time.
I'm jealous I'm missing that, man.
Potential happy hour with Brett and Harbs before. Yeah. See about it.
Cool, man.
Don't say it like that.
Yeah, that was dismissive.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's your problem? I'm staying here. I'm not traveling.
What's your problem, dude?
I will be here Monday doing a solo show, though.
Nah, you wait for us.
You can't. Mm. You won't do an hour alone.
Cool.
You won't do an hour alone.
You have nothing to talk about for an hour.
I'll talk about your bitch ass.
You got plenty to talk about.
Okay. I think all of us should have to do. I think once a year, all of us should have to do 1 hour alone.
I would run out of things really quickly.
1 hour.
You could just read tweets.
You could just break down Nick Adams' tweets the entire time. That would be good.
That's good content.
Yeah, I think people would be fine with that.
What about your weekend?
You know what it is.
I do, but the people don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going on a miniature family vacation with Sally's family for her brother's 30th birthday. It's a surprise, so please don't tell him.
Is it really?
I guess. No one's told me that, really. Besides, like, someone's alluded to it the other day that it's a surprise, but I feel like that should be known. And so, yeah, we're going to Vegas for 2 nights. I don't love Vegas, so we'll see. I'm eating at Carbone. You guys ever hear about this place?
Yeah.
I think they pimped someone's car made it into an Italian restaurant.
Oh, a Carbone.
Yeah.
And you're telling me this car has bones?
Mm-hmm. This car's got bones, T? So yeah, everyone said get the spicy rigatoni and the tableside Caesar salad. Did someone just break into our studio and slam the door? What just happened?
It was an aggressive entrance.
Chill out, Brett. And so yeah, I'm going to go do that. And then I'm going to spend a night seeing one of my friends from Michigan in Palm Springs. I'm very, very much looking forward to it. Don't really know what I'm doing there, but it should be fun. Fritz's first Vegas experience. I don't think
he's a literal Vegas baby.
Vegas baby. Vegas baby. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be volume shooting Vegas baby stuff with Fritz the entire time.
You should. That's
great
a good
call.
Bit.
That's actually a really good bit. I will be placing some bets on the World Cup. Do you guys want me to get you guys some skin in the game?
Let's do a breakdown on the Too Much Dip podcast stream today, maybe at 2.
Maybe.
Who's the fave?
I don't know who the fave is right now, but if I had to guess the fave, I would say no. I think Brazil's second favorite. I think
is it Spain?
Argentina is technically the favorite.
I think I'm riding with Denmark.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. Have you seen what they did?
No, I've been reading some World Cup predictors though.
Their jerseys are brandless.
Who's this? Denmark or Argentina?
Yeah, Denmark.
That's swag.
Their sponsor is Hummel, but they have made all of their jerseys one color. In protest.
Who are we protesting?
Qatar. In the conditions of these workers. It's a publicity stunt, but I respect it.
That was not a Danish accent. In no way. It was borderline Italian.
I don't know how Danish people speak.
I don't
speak.
Either.
Yeah.
All I know is Hrothgar was the king of the Danes.
Really?
Yeah. Not talked about enough.
Hrothgar.
I like a good Danish for breakfast.
I don't even know what that is.
Some kind of pastry.
Yeah. Like, I know it's a pastry, but if
I think it's flaky.
I kind of buckle a little bit when I'm looking at, like, a case of pastries, and I'm like, I'll do that one right there.
Yeah. You know, that flaky John right there.
That one. I know, like, what a scone is.
Okay.
I was a little jealous in White Lotus the other night when they hit that, what are they called?
Yep.
They look like Choco Tacos, but flattened. Cannoli.
Cannoli.
Hey, do you know where you're playing golf in Vegas? You're not running back Paiute.
No, I would though.
Side of Dillon's 15-foot putt.
I would though. I think we're just playing TPC Las Vegas. If I'm being honest, I don't really know. To be honest, like I'm not even really looking forward to playing golf. Like I stink. I haven't played in over a month, maybe 2 months.
Golf stinks. I'm out on golf.
And traveling with my golf clubs to play one round is just something suck. I'm not that into. Do I rent?
I get it.
Do I low-key rent? That's what people are wondering.
I rented in Montana. It was fine.
I just, yeah, I have no desire to travel with golf clubs when otherwise I don't have to check anything.
For one round of golf, it is kind of a beating. Now, if you're going to play like, if you know that one course is Pebble or like a historic course, that, then
if
you bring your clubs.
If the course is the destination, I think you bring the clubs no matter what.
I think that's a good rule.
If golf is just an activity on a long list of other activities, bringing the clubs with you just, it's kind of a beating.
I hear you, man.
All time ad transition episode for your boy today. People aren't talking about it enough.
Do we have another one?
No.
Oh.
He just wanted to gas himself up before we logged off.
Log us off.
I think Monday's was better than today's.
I'll take it.
Good episode, though, guys.
Shut up.
Bye.